Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here in Season 5, we're using the commentary of the Sforno with the translation and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are in Perek Dalid, Chapter 4, Mishnah Chaf Bet, Paragraph 22, talking about the next world versus this world. A couple of more Mishnahs, a couple of more days, then we'll take our spring hiatus for a week or so. God willing, we'll come back and finish off the year, then take our big summer hiatus, and God willing, come back with a new season, new commentary, new spin for Season 6, Blin Eder. So let's look at 422. Hu Haya Omer. He used to say, Rabbi Yaakov's still talking here, talking about what about this world versus the next world. Yafasha achas b'tshuva umasim tovim. Better 1 hour of repentance and good deeds in this world. Ba'olam hazem mikol chaye ha'olam haba. From all of the world to come. Better 1 hour of repentance and good deeds in this world than the entire life of the world to come. Why? Because in this world, that's where you could really get things accomplished. In this world, that's where you could really get things done. In this world, that's when the work actually gets fulfilled. And the next world is about stagnation. You can't go up, you can't go down. You could only reap the benefits of what you ever did, whatever you did in this world. You could only get the hana'ah, get the spiritual bliss of whatever you accomplished in this world. Other people could do things on your behalf, sure, but you yourself cannot do anything in the next world. So whatever you can do, you have to do in this world. It's better to work in this world an hour, and then for the whole world to come, you can't work at all. But on the opposite, v'yafasha acha shokoras ruach ba'olam haba, better 1 hour of spiritual bliss in the world to come, mikol chaye ha'olam hazeh. Better 1 hour of spiritual bliss in the world to come than the entire life of this world, because in the next world, the spiritual bliss, the beautiful hana, the beautiful benefit we see and we could benefit from and we could actually accomplish and feel is better, kivyacha, whatever that means, as a neshama, as a soul, is better than all the bliss, all the spiritual wonderfulness that you experience in this world, in your guf, in your body. So this world is about working, and the next world is about benefiting. This world is about doing, and the next world is about gaining from whatever benefit, whatever work you did in this world. So while you're here in this world, gain those diamonds, gain those mitzvahs, throw back those starfish we talked about yesterday on the beach, one by one. Do what you can to work on yourself, every trait, every midah, every mitzvah you could do, every chesed you could do, every Torah learning you could do, what could you ever be involved in to make the world better, you should be doing every single day. More Torah, more mitzvahs, more chesed, everything you could get under your belt. Every single mitzvah you do is like a defending angel. Every single mitzvah you do is like another diamond in the basket that you could take with you after 120 years. No materialism comes with you, only good deeds, mitzvahs, chesed, Torah learning. That's what comes with you after 120 years. The good name that you make for yourself, that you work for yourself, that's what comes after 120 years. None of this materialism, no house, no car can come with you after 120 years. The Sforno points out, although I have said that this transitory temporal existence does not serve a purpose unto itself, but is a preparatory stage for attaining eternal life, nevertheless, it is not fitting for a righteous person to reject it and attempt to shorten his days. Rather, it is fitting that he attempt to lengthen them as much as possible, for through them he can acquire the right to his share in the world to come, something which he cannot do later on. However, I did say that this temporal existence is not man's ultimate goal, for even if one attains the greatest possible success in this world, it is of no significance in comparison to the life of the world to come. We talked about yesterday how there's a commentary on the bottom of the notes that apply for three Mishnahs, so let's do it now. The Sforno links Rabbi Yaakov's two statements into a single unified teaching. Since this world is of little significance unto itself, serving only as a preparatory stage for the world to come, one may make the mistake of completely negating the importance of this world. He may even consciously attempt to shorten his stay in the lobby, quote-unquote, so as to enter the banquet hall, quote-unquote, with no further delay. To counter this erroneous view, Rabbi Yaakov teaches us that what can be accomplished in this world cannot be accomplished in the world to come. For although it is true that the world to come is the ultimate goal, and that the true fulfillment and joy can only be experienced there, nonetheless, one must realize that this goal can only be reached by man through his actions in this transitory world. So do what you can to work in this world. Do what you can to accomplish in this world. Do what you can to gain mitzvos, chesed, Torah learning every single day. Because in the next world, you can't do that. The next world, you can only benefit from what you did. Remember, this world is for work. This world is for repentance. This world is for good deeds and mitzvos and chesed. The next world is for real bliss, real spiritual bliss. Hopefully, we should be zocha to use this world to do great things, tons of mitzvos, tons of chesed that we could benefit in the next world. And hopefully, we will see Mashiach on the building of the third Beis Hamikdash speedily in our days, and may that day be today. Join us next time as we talk about proper timing in terms of anger and consolation and other things here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.